With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A day of tears, warm thoughts, and wonderful memories.
Eulogizing her husband, Erica Kirk said Charlie was dedicated to helping young people, especially young men.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Then, in a remarkable moment, as she choked back tears, Erica Kirk offered forgiveness.
That young man. I forgive him.
She said it's what Christ did and what Charlie would do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump spoke at that memorial service in Glendale, Arizona, saying that Charlie Kirk was a wonderful, gifted young man who loved the Lord. Pastor Rob McCoy, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, says Charlie had a deep and abiding faith.
From the thin veil of heaven, Charlie declares to all earthly powers and principalities who will gather here, they have come into the presence of the God of all creation. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor.
There's 100-something thousand people here. The President of the United States is here. His entire cabinet is here. Television audio outlets and media outlets from all over the world are covering this. I just came from overseas, and every country I stopped, they gave us their condolences for his passing. Impactful in just 31 years of life.
That is Secretary of State Marco Rubio, one of the speakers at that service. Others who spoke during that memorial include Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Tens of thousands of people filled the stands at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, as they paid tribute to Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Amanda Sechrist of Coastal Carolina University says, I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is soon to be at risk. This is SRN News. State of Ohio attracting more residents, and it is growing for the first time in decades. Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says it has a lot to do with the number of conservative reforms, including at the state universities.
To get this horrible ideology of DEI and other things that distract away from the core educational mission of these universities, and that was something that they passed through this new legislature, and I think really stacks up with some of these other major reforms that Ohio has gotten done.
Over the span of 14 days, 200 people marched from Philadelphia to Washington in defense of democracy, from children to the elderly. Members of the We Are America March arrived at the nation's capital Friday afternoon. They were greeted with hugs and cheers from a lot of supporters, not to mention several members of Congress. More details at srnnews.com.